All right, guys, here we go with another podcast. We are back finally. We got a good one for you. Tyler, what'd you think?
I thought it went well. I did ask you a question at the start of the podcast and you didn't answer, so I'm a little upset about that. Because I asked you how the kids were and you didn't tell me how little Timmy, Jimmy, and Kimmy are.
Oh my gosh. So. Yeah, it's been so long that we were starting to think it's been 6 years. No, it has not been 6 years, but it feels like 6 years. But we are going to try to be consistent for you guys, put one out every Saturday, Friday or Saturday. Are you going to try to put it out today or?
We'll see.
Okay.
No, I'll put it out definitely.
That means Saturday.
I'll have it out Saturday. Yeah.
That means Saturday.
What did we talk about in this episode, man?
We talked a lot about Disney. I feel like we talked a lot about Disney.
Talk about Disney, Disney World.
You know, Tyler's on the podcast, so we're talking about his stuff. He had things to share, you know?
Wow. Wow. What does that mean?
I'm here to listen. I'm just here to listen to you, you know, and your struggles. And
my struggles?
Yeah.
Struggles. So
your mental illness and all that.
My mental illness? Yeah, okay.
Talk about that and... going to Disney World, and then Tyler and his weird fetish with weighing his shit. No, I mean his food.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully not his shit. Thankfully not his
Do
shit.
Do not weigh my
That's
shit.
That's your next step. That's your next step.
I'm not going to weigh my shit. Absolutely not.
But yeah.
No, but I talk about health and what I've been doing for a handful of months.
Yep. I talk a little bit about comedians. Mm-hmm.
Family. We talk some family in there. We got some family talking.
A little
talk
bit of family
there.
Stuff. So, you know, as usual, unscripted banter, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Try to, you know, keep you guys from yawning. Keep you, if you guys are interested in the shit we're talking, please tell your friends.
You said if you guys are interested.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you guys are interested.
There you go. Confidence.
Yeah. But, let's just get on into it. And welcome back to another podcast. This is Seth. I'm here with the one and only Tyler. And it has been way too long, sir. It's been way too long.
Yeah, it's been like, what, 6 years? Six,
it
7 years?
Like it.
Yeah, man, you're married. You have like three kids now.
How's the kids?
Like, it's crazy, man.
How's the transition? Did the transition go?
It went well. I actually have two grandchildren now. It's pretty bizarre, man. Life's crazy.
Oh. Well, the only real big exciting thing that happened is that your sister had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't realize she was in ICU. She was born pre. She was a couple weeks early, right?
I don't remember the exact time, but it was over a month early. So pretty early.
So since you were like immediate family, were you able to go in there?
No. So none of us actually went to the hospital. No.
That's kind of a bummer to not be able to see the baby for a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, she had it early. Again, it was like over a month. I don't know the exact how long. But she was allowed to go, and then Ryan, obviously, but, like, no, like, family or anything was allowed to go.
And with COVID.
Yeah.
And with COVID and everything, it just makes it weird.
And the baby's like, not completely developed, so, like, it still has to go through processes. So, like, obviously nobody's allowed to come and visit the baby.
You know, I bet in the heart of COVID, they probably even barely would even let the parents come.
Oh, I would imagine so. So the whole time that
insane.
So the baby's name is August, by the way. And the whole time that August was in the hospital, it was actually pretty cool. I didn't know that they did this. So they had a camera set up that's always on the baby at all times. It's a live feed. And Jocelyn could actually log in as the mother and just look at August anytime she wanted. And you could just watch your baby sitting in the hospital in its little bed. And it was pretty interesting. But the funny thing about it is Sierra, the producer, our old producer.
Our ex-producer.
Yeah, that's right. She would, like, always check on him. She would always watch him because she's obsessed with the little guy. which is kind of weird for Sierra. Like, you wouldn't expect her to be that way. But
she doesn't give about anything about, other than herself.
Yeah, that's not true. But she's an aunt, and she's proud of it, whatever. So she was always checking in on him. Yeah.
Big deal.
When you log in for the first time, I never did it, but when you log in for the first time, you have to say how you're related to the baby. So she thought it was, who is the baby to you? So she put nephew. But what she ended up choosing was, who are you to the baby? Which it should have said aunt. So every time that she logged in, there's like a little live feed that says who's watching. And it would say like the mom is watching or dad is watching. But it would say the nephew is watching. But the nephew's in the crib. Like, it was the funniest thing ever. So every time she logged in, it was the nephew is watching.
And she couldn't change it?
She couldn't change it. That's pretty funny. But yeah, he's home now. I actually saw him for the first time last Sunday. It was me, mom, Brian, and Sierra. And I don't know if Sierra has seen him at all, but it was the first time that I saw him in person.
That was just last week?
Yeah, just last Sunday. So he's been home.
My parents were just up there. I was wondering, I don't think they even maybe got to see the baby.
No, they wouldn't have gotten to see him because he would have just gotten home, and they didn't want anybody coming over after he first got home. So he's actually been home for 2 weeks now. This Sunday will be – or 3 weeks. And it's weird. He's tiny. He's really small. He's technically still considered 0 years old because he's not at his due date yet. So, like, he's technically, like, not, like, a month old. He's still negative, which is kind of funny. But he's really tiny. I held him for a while. He's cute. He's a baby.
But, I mean, that doesn't matter, though. They still go to when she comes out, right?
Yeah. It's just funny to say that he's still negative years old.
Yeah.
But everything went well. He's still doing all right. He's growing a little bit, gaining weight little by little. So it all went well.
I want to see that picture when grandma is able to finally – great-grandma, your great-grandma, my grandma is able to finally see her. So that would be – that would be her great-great-grandchild. No, wait. Great.
Three greats.
Is it – nor is it
no,
two?
No, two greats. She's our great.
That's your great-grandma. Yeah. So great-great.
Yeah.
Now, the crazy part is that we had a great-grand – that – well, I had a great
– I had two greats. A great-great.
Yeah. You had two great-grandma already. And what, she died at 106?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
And which is insane.
Yeah, I don't want to live that
but
long.
But she could practically still, I mean, you know, the oldest someone will live a lot of times is usually at 120. And that's crazy to think that she could have still been here. Like, without, because that's not, that was like only 5+ years ago.
I don't
remember. Maybe a little longer than that, but
it's crazy to think about, though. Like, most people, when I would tell them, because like at one point I had two great great grandmothers. Is it great great? No, it's three. It was three greats for me. So shoot, no, it was only two. So I had two pairs of great-great-grandmothers alive on both sides of the family at one point, which is pretty crazy to say, because when you tell people that, they will tell you, I have one grandma. You're like, oh my gosh, like, I have grandmas on both sides, great-greats. Like, it's weird.
Then you probably went to school with some kids that had parents that were like in their 50s or 60s.
Yeah,
you know?
As old as Nana and Poopa. Pretty wild.
And never have got to even meet their grandparents, probably.
Nope.
So for most of my grandma on my mom's side of the family, they're from South Dakota, and so they grew up on a farm, but she was the first one to pass away. And, my goodness, I guess that was 2000. Oh, no, that was 2000. 2010, my first great-grandparent died. And she was always pretty frail, small. But she had, like, a tumor when she was younger. And so she was, but she was, I love making her laugh. She mm-hmm. was always messing with her. But, and she was like, she was shorter than my mom. You know how short my mom's
your a mom's 5 foot. Short, dude.
My grandma is less than that. And then my great grandma on that side of the family, my great grandma. So she was alive for a while until I think she passed away before I hit high school, maybe. Mm-hmm. But she was even smaller than my grandma. So she had to have been like probably pretty close to where you could register as a little person.
Jesus, dude.
She was pretty, she had to have been, I have to ask my mom, because I think it's 4'8". I think it's 4'8" is the cutoff for little people.
Is it?
And I think she was like 4'8" or 4'7", somewhere around there.
So she was a little person. You got little people in your family.
But I mean, she didn't have the genes like the little person. Like sometimes people can just be that. But I could be wrong. Maybe I should look that up. What is the age for little people, or for the height?
The height. Yeah. I thought it was like 4'10", but maybe you're right. Maybe it was smaller than that. Because I know we always joked about it with Aunt Mee. Because I can't remember how tall she is, but she's pretty tiny too.
Yeah, it's like. You're right, 4'10".
4'10", okay.
So yeah, so she, it's a little taller. Easily came in under that.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom will probably be under that by the time in the next 10 years.
I'm pretty sure.
Kind of.
Aren't you still required to have a booster seat in a car?
Not that tall. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, 4'10", okay.
So I still got some space, you know. I'm
5'7". So, really, you can have the dwarfism. Itself, still be fairly tall. I mean, 4'10", goodness.
Yeah, that's real tall. Real tall. Practically a giant.
I think the shortest guy to dunk was like
5'3", 5'5",
to dunk in the NBA. It's like 5'3", or 5'5".
Yeah, can you dunk?
Dunk?
Yeah.
I could always grab the goal pretty well, but never. Most I think I could dunk was 9 foot, and that was. Yeah. But,
you can never get the ball in the hoop, huh? You can never get that ball in there.
But I was a pretty good ball player. I just I could never handle the all the shit talking.
Oh, was there a lot of it?
There's a lot of it, and I just didn't grow up that way. Like, we just didn't treat people like that, and that kind of got in my head. And that's so interesting too, now that I think about that. Adam Sandler's new movie that's on Netflix is really good, and it's about him being a scout and finding this guy overseas, and then even training him himself because he believed in him so much, even though he was just a scout. But he was also, he wanted to be a coach, you know, cause it's kind of a, you know, the, you'd be a scout before you're a coach, really. But that was his downfall. This guy's downfall in skills, he would just fall apart if somebody got in his head and was talking shit. So if you start talking to shit, his game just falls apart.
So he had a weak will, weak mind. Wasn't able to cope with the pressure.
I don't see a weak will. Is that the way to describe it? I would say like,
it's fragile.
You take things personal.
It's weak.
I say, yeah, you're weak as in, I feel like that's not a weakness per se, but I guess, yes, in the game of basketball,
in the game of basketball, absolutely.
Cause you're hurting yourself.
Yeah. In sports in general.
I know you're not a big basketball person, but it's a really good movie. Man, that's his second big, like, serious role that he's pulled off where like, and it's good. It's good. I don't know if you saw the last one he did, Uncut Gems.
I never watched that one, but I always heard good things about it. Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch fantastic. That sometime. That's down your alley. You would like that. Yeah, you would enjoy that. But this, if you're not much into basketball, you wouldn't like this as much, but it was really good. And it was cool because it had all the NBA players, a bunch of NBA players in it and everything. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, yeah. So I like the game of basketball, but, like, it's not – like, I don't follow the NBA or anything like that. It's not something that I care about, yeah, really.
Yeah, usually, you know, movies like this wouldn't affect if you like that sport or not, just because there's so much dialogue and everything. But, mm-hmm. man, I'd say at least 30-plus minutes of this is playing basketball and conditioning. Mm. Like, I could have – believe I was kind of starting to get a little tired of it, like, all right, let's see some more storyline,
right.
Which is something you never really usually say, but they were showing a lot of what it takes. Like, it was kind of some of the unique things they do to get in shape and eye coordination, and it was really interesting. It was interesting.
Well, that's the thing. Just, like, it's good to show that. Like, I know you were like, all right, let's get to the story, but, like, for somebody, yeah. if you've never played basketball, like, I've played a lot of different sports, and I can still to this day say that conditioning for basketball was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through, because it's not like conditioning for football or conditioning for soccer even. Like, soccer's a lot of running, but the conditioning that you go through for basketball is much different, because the whole – I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about, but I know for a fact that, like, the game of basketball is, like, the first three steps. Like, if somebody can beat you in the first three steps, like, they're going to beat you at everything, because it's such a small – you're in a small court. You know, you have a little area to work with. So if you're faster at the first three steps than somebody else, like, you're always going to get beat no matter what it is. So, like, you were always conditioning for the sprints, for the quick, the short stuff. And it was brutal, dude. I remember conditioning during the summertime. Like, there's no AC in the gym. And I remember throwing up. And getting back on the line and conditioning and throwing up and getting back on the line and conditioning, dude.
No AC in the gym? That sounds like torture. Dude. That sounds like torture.
Fucking miserable, man. It's one of the worst things to go through. Like, at the end of the day, like, it made us better. But when conditioning started for basketball, it was fucking hell. It was hard.
Because remember, like, I remember how, like, how hot it is up in Toledo, in mm-hmm. that area, you know.
I mean, it's going to be 100 area, next week.
Holy shit, already?
Yeah.
How hot it gets up there. Because it was so funny, when you were up there during the summer, and I'm on the island down in Texas,
mm-hmm.
I was cooler than you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it helped that I was on the island, and it was always like 15 degrees plus cooler on the island with that with the ocean breeze going over mm-hmm. the island. Like, no joke. I mean, I talked about that on the podcast before. It was quite a trip. But yeah, like, it's so funny how
it's one of those weird areas. Like, during the winter time, you will freeze. Like, it's gonna get it's gonna get negative. And then during the summertime, like, it's fucking hot. It's like one of those weird areas where the swing is just on both ends of the spectrum. It's yeah. crazy. Fucking yeah, I think
I haven't got to. I mean, like California is a lot more like more chill,
sunny,
like,
and 75.
It's hot, but you got that, like, yeah. And then Florida's like that too. I feel Florida, and then you get plenty of rain to cool down,
mm-hmm.
which I love. It's like I love the rain for one thing, like. Rain just like puts me to sleep, but
dude, speaking of Florida, like, we haven't talked about it since we spent a week in Florida.
Yeah, I saw that. I was so bummed that I didn't get the invite
a month ago.
Like a nice family trip,
dude. It was actually a pretty good time. It was me, the producer, mom Brian, and then Brian's son Colin. And
so did Brian try to spoil you guys to be your new daddy?
Well, he's not trying to be our new daddy, but he definitely...
No, that was just a shout out to Brian. I'm just fucking with him.
Definitely spoiled us, dude. I doubt it.
Oh, did he? Dude,
Dude. It was... Yeah, I couldn't tell you the ending price tag of what the trip would cost, but it was probably close to $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Disney, I mean...
Easy. So what we ended up doing, the little thing of what we did here, we left on Sunday morning, got there Sunday afternoon, and we were there for an entire week, Sunday through Saturday. And it was honestly fun, and I can't wait to go back. So what we ended up doing was we went to four different Disney parks 4 days in a row. So, like, we We started out at Magic Kingdom, which is like your typical Disney World. Like, that's the heart of everything. And then we went to, was it Animal Kingdom next? Nope. We went to Epcot after that on the second day. Then we went to Animal Kingdom the third day. And then we went to Hollywood Studios the fourth day. So we did four parks, 4 days in a row, just back to back. And it was something that I dreaded the idea of at first. But I don't know, man. There's just something about, like, it's not Cedar Point, because Disney is something that, whether you think about it or not, you kind of grow up with. Like, I grew up with Disney. Like, everybody kind of grows up with Disney movies. So, like, being in the atmosphere, it just kind of makes you feel good. Just makes you feel happy.
It's more of the atmosphere, man. If you go in with a mindset of be like, I'm going to be on some crazy roller coasters, especially if you've been to Cedar Point, you're going to be so disappointed.
Not Disney at all.
Cedar Point is like, it's so funny. Like, everybody thinks about Disney World, but Cedar Point is where it is.
Cedar Point's thrill seeking.
It's all about the roller coasters. It's about Disney's, the atmosphere they create, which I love now, just getting older, I guess, I seem to get sick a little bit when it comes to some of the motion with those coasters.
Dude, that's the best thing that Disney does, is they put on an atmosphere. They just make you feel, they make you feel good. But,
You get into the atmosphere while you're just even standing in line.
Yeah. So the one thing that I have to shout out Disney for, if anybody listens to this, being somebody that likes, like, logistics and, like, productivity and things like that, like, when I look at Disney, I look at, like, how they're running things, like, how things are moving, like, how lines are choreographed. Like, I'm looking at the logistics of the park, and when I tell you Disney is the most efficient at moving people I've ever seen in my entire life, I cannot tell you how efficient they are with their protocols, how they get people through lines, they get you on the ride, they get you off, you know where you're at all times, there's no, like, guesswork on where you're going. Like, when I tell you it puts Cedar Point to shame, Cedar Point can't even touch the efficiency that Disney has with everything that they do. And when I tell you, like, we were in line for at most, I want to say, like, an hour and a half for a couple rides, and it didn't even feel like you were in line that long, because they do a great job of kind of giving you something to do that makes you feel like you're not in the line. Like, there's some rides, like, where you're going through a world, right? Or, like, the one ride specifically, you're on a track racing a car, and you, like, create your car in line on, like, these computer screens, and you go through, like, this protocol, but it's still part of the line experience. So you really don't feel like you're in line at all. And I have to give him props for that. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. And the one thing that I have to shout out is Galaxy's Edge. Fucking Star Wars Land, dude.
Is it two rides over there?
No, there's a handful of rides over there.
More than three, is there? That of, like, regular Star Wars?
Yeah. Rides? Yeah, they've got. I think there's four of them over there.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's four of them over there. But, dude, the rides. I took complete videos of the rides. The most ridiculous thing ever. Like, the experience of the Star Wars rides were outrageous, man. And, like, the animatronics that Disney's able to put on, that, like, it looks like, you know, the stormtroopers looking at you and shit like that. Like, dude, so realistic. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But it was fun, man. If anybody ever gets the opportunity, it's expensive as shit, but I think it's worth.
But when it's not your money, it's so cheap.
Well, it's not your money. It's free, sir. But it's worth the life experience one time just to say that you've gone. And, dude, it was fun. I guess we plan on going back again next summer around the same time. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully by then I'm living in that area. I want to move. I want to move, like, straight east of Orlando. Be close to the ocean there.
Isn't it so east of Orlando? Would that be like Fort Lauderdale area? I don't know Florida that much.
Yes, yeah.
It's on one of the sides, Fort Lauderdale. Maybe.
Fort Lauderdale, and then what's the other side? The other side is, wait, now I'm confused. I've confused myself.
So I was pulling up a map because he's a geographer.
I'm a geographer.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's on the other
okay,
side.
That's right, okay. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Florida, dude, but being down there for a week, I'm not going to say it turned me completely, but I could see how it would be nice to live in.
Hey. I mean, hey, it wouldn't hurt to have a cousin that has a two-bedroom condo that you could come crash with anytime you want.
You're not wrong about that.
And Allegiant right there in Toledo.
Yeah.
$100 round trip.
Yep.
To Orlando.
Yep. Not a bad
Can't
deal.
Can't beat that, man. Not bad at all. But yeah, that's a part of the reason I like that too. It's easy.
It would be.
I mean, go visit family. I'll just fly
right to Toledo.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna work on that at some point. I've thought about. So I'm living in half my first property ever bought, and which I mean that's $1,000 that I could be spending, or well, I could even have a roommate, but kind of. I'm too old to have to deal with people, you know? It's just like, I've earned it. I mean, I like having my own place, you know? Like, yeah, so I could rent this place out for $1,000. I just, and I could, and I, that's probably what I could get a place around. Well, even if I buy, it could probably come in less than that, around that too. But I could rent a place for $1,000 to at least start with down there.
I like to think that I'm too old to deal with people as well. So it's not my cup of tea, man.
You are a big on me time. I mean, I don't know how you're. If you woke up tomorrow and the world was completely empty and it was just you. You would be okay.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. And I would still post photos on Instagram like somebody could see it. No doubt.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man.
Dude, Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's interesting how there's a lot of people that don't have, like the best of people skills or whatever. Like, don't, like, not that you don't have good people skills, I guess. Well, that's not the right word I'm looking for. It's like, just like get anxiety around people even. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Do you get a little bit of anxiety around people? You just could do without them.
Yeah, you could just not be there.
But still post, can talk to a camera just fine and all that. Mm-hmm. And like are very popular like YouTubers and Instagram people and TikTok. In fact, there's this girl on TikTok that just has a great personality and just cracks me up, but she's never around people. She's just always with her phone, talking to her phone. Like, she's very satisfied, like, just being by herself. Yeah. Like, she doesn't really hang out with people that often, you know? She just entertains. She has her audience really there.
Yeah, it's easier to talk to your camera
because
your camera's not going to judge you or give you, like, a weird facial expression. Like, your camera's just your camera. You're just going to talk into it. It's pretty easy.
Do you have to be self-centered in a way to be able to do that to an extent? Like, I think I need feedback.
Like, you need like social cues and stuff.
Like I feel like maybe it's not right to say like selfish. I mean, like, I need interaction. Like that's a major skill. That's like those skills where the people do the podcast by themselves and can just talk to to a microphone for an hour. Like, people, like, there's not a lot of people that do it. Like, Tim Dillon does that some. He does have a guy recording him and, like, laughing about every couple seconds.
See,
like, it makes it kind of easier.
It's different when somebody's behind the camera and you're, like, talking, but, like, it would be like Joe Rogan and Jamie doing a podcast. Like, Joe would talk, but, like, Jamie would still be there type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a little different than if you were producing it yourself.
Some people that are just completely by themselves.
Correct, yeah.
Completely. The main person I can think of is this past weekend
with Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn.
Yep, Chris D'Elia,
same thing.
He doesn't
do them as lately, but he originally started a lot of his podcasts were just him.
Yeah.
And it's like, that, what a skill. Norm MacDonald just he passed away like the first of the year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
He had cancer and nobody knew it. So here I'm Savage. Talking about comics, of course, now one of my favorite things to talk about. He didn't tell any of his friends. A lot of his friends were kind of like hurt, really, that he didn't. I guess he didn't want that to deal with that.
How savage do you have to be to have cancer and not tell anybody?
Anybody.
Like
his doctor knew, and maybe who knows if even his family, maybe his family, because that's just different. That's different than your friends.
Yeah.
That's people that have been there, you know, but I guess it's just different than friends, but who knows if he even told those people. Mm-hmm. He definitely told the bare minimum, but he did a stand up right on his laptop. He did a stand up show,
a special.
Sitting down, a special yeah. That went on Netflix.
Yeah,
I could not get through it. I started watching it.
I didn't watch
and
it.
It's just
I know what you're talking about. I started about that.
But what I did like was it was just like 40 minutes, and at the 40-minute mark, some of his friends all talked, and then it was awesome. It was Conan. It was, a lot of the big names. Mm-hmm. Who's the number one that lives in Ohio? There, my gosh, what's his name?
I know you're not talking about Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Jesus
I know.
Christ.
You're so bad. I know it's so. I'm so bad with names, dude.
God, man.
So.
So that's funny that you the cancer thing that made me think of
Dave Letterman,
Chad, what's his name, Chad, is it Boswick or Bowick, the Black Panther?
Yeah, he didn't tell anybody.
So he didn't tell anybody either, right? He kind of went through that same thing. Did you ever see that video of him being interviewed and the person that's interviewing him mentions something? I don't even know if it was like Black Panther 2 or like something like that. And she asked, why he wouldn't be interested in doing it. And he goes, because I'm dead. And she joked and laughed about it. But, nobody knew that he had
so
cancer.
Eerie.
So he was literally, it was like a hint. He's like, I can't, I'm dead. And she thought it was just kind of like a joke. But he was, subtly hinting that, he's going to die, so he can't do that. But he never told anybody. It's so, if you haven't seen that, you got to look that interview up. Because it's just, it's weird to see.
I heard about that, and I'm pretty sure I watched it back, too. Yeah,
it's very eerie.
It's very eerie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is a man that knows his time is limited. He knows he's going to die, and I almost feel like it was him. I don't know the guy personally, but that's something that I would do if I was just, wanting to amuse myself, maybe. Saying, I'm dead. I can't do that. And that would just be a little inside joke to myself type of deal. I can't imagine. Can't imagine. I would tell people if I was dying.
Yeah, I hope he laughed to himself after that.
I hope so
after
too.
He said that.
Yeah.
Ugh, man. Yeah, people taking too early. Not too early, really, I guess. Betty, what's her name? Betty, right?
Betty White? Oh, my goodness, dude.
Betty White. She passed away just shy of her birthday.
Yeah, right before her birthday.
Yeah. But what, she was 100 or almost going to be 100.
Yeah. Speaking of lighter notes, something that I've been up to, I'm getting lighter. So the past 3 months, I have been very strict in changing my lifestyle. And I have lost 16.3 pounds now in the past 3 months. I do this thing where I count my calories every single day. And I weigh every single thing that I eat.
Oh, you take it to that.
Yes.
Extreme.
I weigh my food in grams. And I, Monday through Saturday, am in a continuous caloric deficit. Which is where I eat less than the calories that I burn. And on Sundays are my days where I kind of refeed. I kind of splurge a little bit with the family. And it's my cheat day, technically. but I've been doing this for the past 3 months now.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that or you won't be able to hang out with the family.
Yeah, I know. I got to eat something with them. And Nana always gets upset. She's like, can you eat this? I'm like, yes, it's Sunday. Like, I'll eat it. But anyways, it's something that I've been doing for the past 3 months because I was inspired by a couple of people on YouTube that are not bodybuilders. One of them's a bodybuilder. The other one's just kind of a fitness guy. He owns his own gym. But I've been inspired to what is called recomp my body, which is basically burn fat and gain muscle at the same time, which is extremely hard to do. But I am looking to get towards no lower than 7% body fat and gain muscle while I'm losing body fat. And actually, I'll have to send you my 2 month update because it's pretty crazy the difference in my body in 2 months that I've been able to make. And I can't ever see myself not weighing my food ever again, honestly.
You should get, they're like $20 on Amazon. They got the scales. It's, if you like the number, keeping track of the numbers and stuff like that, there's an app that's connected to it. It's just $20. And I've rebought, because I've lost them or put them, left them in place. I've rebought the same scale like 3 times. There's an app that connects it to it. And you weigh yourself and it just automatically connects to it. You have your Bluetooth on.
Yeah, I do that.
And it's so cool to watch the graph. Especially if it's going this way, you know, it's going down.
Yeah, that's what I do. I weigh myself every morning, and it's connected to my phone, and I check in like on my phone.
Nice.
Yeah, but I count my calories through this app, and I'm very strict with myself. The reason that I wanted to do it is like, I want to see how strong my personal willpower is. I want to see how disciplined I can be, and for the most part, I've done a very good job. And I'm going to continue to do it throughout the summer. And I think it's going to be something that I'm going to do every summer. And throughout the winter, I will kind of not get fat, but I'll bulk up a little bit to try to gain more muscle. And then every summer, I'm going to cut down to, you know, that single-digit body fat again. And I think it's something that I kind of want to do every year. And it's my daily routine is kind of centered around, like, physical fitness and activity at this point, and it's really nice. It's very nice. I've enjoyed
it. That's awesome. Yeah, I usually gain 5 pounds every time I go on a cruise, so fix that problem. I haven't been on a cruise in a while. But there's always that five pounds I gotta try to get rid of. Well, but it's more than that. I probably should lose close to 100 pounds. Just so frustrating, but
and it's possible, dude.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, would it take much of just watching? I the pounds fall off me when I really watch what I eat.
That's all you have to do.
But then I just need to get a little bit more active. I really haven't been doing much. At least I'm still watching my weight, and I'm just kind of bouncing around. But I'm definitely to the most weight I've ever been, and it's very frustrating.
Growing up, I never really understood like weight loss and like the idea of spot reduction, which is not a thing. You cannot train your body to lose fat in specific areas, like by working out that area. Like, that's not a thing. And I've learned throughout like this process and like what I'm doing that the only way for you to lose body fat is to be in a caloric deficit. It doesn't matter how hard you work out. It doesn't matter how hard you push yourself physically. If you are eating more calories than you are burning every single day, you will never lose weight. And that's the big key to weight loss is a caloric deficit.
Yeah, no, and I got the nice bike trail here and everything. I need to utilize that. I didn't work on using that, especially this summer would be nice. But
I'm very curious.
Want to look presentable and everything. It was like, so it's funny, like, you know, if I would carry my weight so much worse, I mean, a lot of it goes in my legs, and then just kind of like enough in my stomach where I don't have a big belly, and it just kind of falls into my body so well that like I really don't notice it, and I feel like my self-esteem isn't horrible. So I was like, damn it, if my body would hold my weight so much worse, I'd probably be more motivated to lose
yeah.
It just sneaks in.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that, man.
I mean, it does make a difference. I weigh myself every couple days, and which I need to just do that every day. But because that just something in my mind seeing that number and be like,
I'm telling you. So I try to. I'm convinced that the way for anybody to get started is number one. I'm not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor me, go for it. Buy an Apple Watch, all right, and track your daily activity on your Apple Watch to see how many calories you actually burn throughout the day, how many steps you take, and you can start to see that daily. And weigh your food. Buy a little scale and weigh out what you eat. And that's going to give you a good baseline to see like how much you eat versus how many calories you burn in a day. And since I've started like weighing food and portioning off my food like appropriately, I'm realizing that, dude, I'm not a pig by any means, but I used to eat way too much, man. When you look at the serving sizes of food, you realize that, like, when I eat a bowl of Lucky Charms, a serving size is 36 grams of Lucky Charms. And when I fill the bowl to 36 grams, my small bowl is not even filled halfway when I get to 36 grams. And I used to think I would make a big ass bowl of Lucky Charms, dude. And that was...
Note to self, stop eating like a 3-year-old.
Dude, it's the best thing that I can think of, because Lucky Charms,
I was like, I don't even eat cereal
dude,
anymore.
Dude, that is my sweet.
I do like Cheerios and Raisin Bran.
Lucky Charms is my sweet. That's what I...
You know, I do like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that was good
my,
shit.
That was, when I was a kid, that was my one of choice.
Like, but I used to eat like a gigantic bowl of cereal, which is easily 500 plus calories. And I think about the dinners that I used to eat, like I would put a whole pizza in the oven and I would eat the whole fucking pizza, dude. And that's over 1,000 calories. And right now, for the entire day, I'm eating 1,800 to 2,200 calories for the whole day. And I used to do that sitting in front of my TV in 20 minutes. So I think about that and I go, oh my gosh, I used to eat so much. And now I'm literally living healthy. I'm living normal. I'm living healthier. And I'm not eating as much. And I'm telling you, if you weigh your food, buy a fucking Apple Watch or a Fitbit or whatever to track your fitness. And you can easily start to make habits of eating healthier. It's that easy, man. It really is.
That's cool.
Call me Coach T. Well,
all right, Coach T. Well, I think that should do it for Coach T and his workout advice. Yeah. I already feel lighter by the minute.
Well, that's not how this works, obviously. Granted,
you did not hear a fucking word.
I think you had me muted the whole time. All right, I guess I'm just talking to myself over here.
Okay. Well, guys, hopefully we'll be back. We're trying to get back to putting a podcast out every Saturday. So either by Friday or Saturday, we should have one out.
Yeah, Seth likes to sleep during the day still. I don't know what to do about this guy.
But then when I start getting up during the day, I text you and you don't even respond. So don't even give me that shit.
Yeah, because after like...
And if you look at our messages,
after like 2 days,
I have a gap of like 2 weeks
where
you were not responding to
after me. Two times, it's like we set the time and then you're asleep and then you text me at 9 p.m. and I'm asleep. It's like, all right, we need a break.
You just give up? Shame on you, Tyler. We just need a fucking break. A break. We don't need a break.
We just need a break. He can't fucking stay awake during the day.
It's like too much effort for Tyler to try to communicate with another human.
Oh my gosh, it's fucking terrible.
I'm done. Words are so hard.
This guy. Well, yeah, hopefully we can get back on track Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah. But honestly, no promises. It's all up to Seth, if I'm going to be honest.
Bullshit.
All
fuck
up to
you.
Seth.
Fuck you.
Literally all fuck up to you. Seth. Speaking of food, dude, I need to cook dinner, so.
That sounds good. Yeah. I will probably have dinner delivered.
You should weigh it.
Yeah. That sounds, I don't have a scale. Well, I guess I could measure it on my just so you have yourself a little scale.
Yeah.
That's funny. I used to wait on a guy all the time at Ruby Tuesday that would literally bring a scale into the restaurant. He didn't give a shit.
That's crazy.
I was like, I don't think you'd probably want to.
I wouldn't do that. So really quickly before we end. So yeah, I weigh everything, right? And I have my cheat days on Sundays. But while we were in Florida, I did not weigh anything. And that it honestly messed me up a little bit mentally. Because I was in the groove and the habit of I weigh everything. Like,
did you struggle to finish your meals?
No, I did okay.
Okay.
But it definitely it didn't set me back at all.
It set me
back mentally, because I really thought like I was gonna ruin everything that I worked for in that entire week. And granted,
gain a few pounds.
I made healthier choices of food while I was there. Absolutely.
Okay.
I definitely pigged out nights.
A lot more than usual.
We walked a lot, but I definitely pigged out on some nights in the resort. Like, we had pizza, and up until that point, I didn't have pizza for like 2 months, and I had like two bites. I was like, holy shit, four more pieces. Here we go. Like, I definitely relapsed a little bit on vacation, but I did wake up every single morning at 4 a.m. and I hit the gym before everybody else woke up, and I got back to the hotel and the shower and everything, and then everybody else woke up. So I worked out every single day in Florida, and when I got back, I didn't gain a single pound. I was the same weight before I left when I came back, and I was so happy that I was able to do that. So... A week.
You didn't have to cut yourself.
Cut myself. And I did whole week, no weighing, still worked out, and I was right where I left off. So one meal at Ruby Tuesdays without weighing is okay. You'll be all right.
Now if they didn't shut them all down, I could go to Ruby Tuesday.
That's fair. It's all about consistency, guys. Just like course, we need to be
salad
on this podcast, consistent.
Yes. Yep. Yes. We will see you guys next week. I believe in us. Tyler, I believe in us.
I don't. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.